Everyone, welcome in. So this is the second video that I had to do today just because there is some visions and some dreams that God have shown me back to back. And I've already posted the one about the vision, so you can go and look at that one. I'm also going to make sure that this is in the description so that you can easily be able to get a hold of it. But we're going to talk about this dream that I had last night. And it was a dream of a warning. And God was talking about that there's a great shaking, okay? And God have separated his people from the tares. And so there's two groups of people. You have the righteous and the wicked. And if you're righteous, you've been doing what you're supposed to be doing. You have been obedient. You have been faithful. You are running your race accordingly to how God have called you to run it. You're with the righteous. And then you have those who are lukewarm, those who's doing what they want to do, those who's shacking, those who's lying, those who's manipulating, those who's controlling, those who's being evil, those who are behaving and have the behaviors of Satan and has no intentions on changing. Those are the tares. Those are the ones that is being torn away from God himself. All right. And so we're going to talk about this because this is an urgency. This is where God is really wanting me to push this out. And we're going to let the Holy Spirit have his way. So let's pray. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord, for this word. We thank you, Lord, for what's getting ready to come forth. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you will lead me accordingly, Lord God. Allow your spirit to speak through me, put whatever it is on my tongue that needs to be spoken. I'm your vessel. I'm here. I pray, Lord God, that those who have ears to hear, they will hear the word. Those who have a heart to receive, they receive. Those, Lord God, who have eyes to see, let them see what the word of God is saying. And we just pray against every hindrance, every distraction. We pray that the blood of Jesus stamp is over this video. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you will speak through me as you see fit. We pray, Lord God, that you bring things back to my memory that needs to come forth. God, we give this to you in the name of Jesus. And we pray for the revelation out of this. In Jesus' my name we pray. Let us all say amen. So I had just had this wonderful time with the Lord. Can I just be honest? And as I had this time with God, I was like, okay, it's time to go to bed. So I came in, went to bed. For the first part of trying to go to sleep like that first 5-10 minutes, it was just a little bit difficult. It's almost like my mind was, I don't want to say racing, but it's just, I knew that, it's almost like I had an inner knowing, like I'm probably about to dream tonight. Like I just had some type of knowing. And I went to sleep, and I'll kid you not, not even within 30 minutes, I was already dreaming. And this is what the dream was. So I'm going to read you the dream. And as the Lord leads me to talk about it, is how I'm going to talk about it. And then I'm going to break these different things down of what the Lord is saying. And so I saw a lot of freshborn. Okay. I thought it was cats in the dream, but it turned out to be mice. So I saw these fresh looking born baby mice. Okay. But at first I was like, oh, these are cats. They look like cats, because at first they were cats. But the more we started to have to deal with these mice, the more that we started to have to deal with these cats, they turned into mice. And so there was a lot of them, and they kept multiplying. We were putting them in one area. When we came back to bring another, it fell to the floor. And I heard someone say, oh no, it has broken its leg. So basically it was me and a couple other people that I don't know. It's like I could hear them, but I never really saw them. I probably saw like their arms also trying to help bring, at the time was kittens that turned into mice. And we were trying to bring them. But every time we would bring them to where we was gathering them together, because we were trying to get them all in one little area because they were so tiny. They were literally fresh out of the womb. And they just kept multiplying. Like, it didn't matter how many we went to get, there was always more to go back and get. And so one of them was kind of like sitting on maybe like a couch or something, and it fell off. And when it fell off, it fell, and I guess it broke his leg. And so then when I looked over, okay, so like when I saw it fail, I looked over and leaned over to see, all right, I saw mice pads all around them, and some had been trapped by them. And so as I looked over what we thought was cats now, there was a couple still scattered. Speak, Holy Spirit, as you reminded me. There was still some that was scattered that was kittens, but a majority of them were mice. They had turned into mice at this point. And so as I was looking, I was like, who set these mice traps? Like, where did these mice traps come from? Like, why would they set these here? And so at some point, some of the mice begin to be attached to it. All right. And so I saw the mice pass all around them, and some have been trapped. We thought out loud, who put these mice pads near? As I was walking around, okay, looking for more, I was looking for more of the baby at this point mice so that we can gather them. I saw some actual babies land on the floor too. So I saw like babies. They probably was like 4 months old, 5 months old. They were just very young. Okay. No more than 5 months, probably. I saw actual babies land on the floor too. They were crying and helpless. And then I woke up. And so these babies were lying on the floor. No one was helping them. No one was touching them. No one was grooming them. No one was like just, you know, pouring love into these babies. They were literally left there by themselves to die, is what it looks like. And I woke up. And so also in here, I put at some point in the dream, I said, get the oil. So right before I woke up, I said, get the oil, get some oil, and don't just pull them off of the mouse pad because it's going to hurt. Like, you can't just snatch them out of it. Like, you got to pour some oil, some, you know, to lube them up so that you can be able to slowly peel them off. And that's when I woke up. Okay. And so I woke up after I said that. And so I said, as I wrote this dream out, I sat up and I was like, okay, God, what? I know this is significant to something. I don't know what, but what does this mean? And here is what the Lord has showed me. The mice represents babes in Christ who didn't have a fair chance, meaning they got saved but stayed in the world. And so at first, I know we're using animals because this is what was in the dream, but I want you to catch the revelation out of this. At first, what we thought was cats, it turned into mice. Cats are more accepting than the mice. You would rather see a kitten run around your house than a mouse run around your house. Let's just be honest, right? And so that is symbolic of a Christian who comes to Christ, gets saved, but yet makes no change. Okay. They go backwards. So where they thought they was coming in as a follower of Christ, they actually kind of slid back and stayed into that sinful nature. And that's what he was talking about, like the difference between the two and why some changed and some didn't. Okay. Because remember, I mentioned that there was mostly of them turned into mice, but there was a few little kittens that just never blossomed. And then the number two, what I put on here was the mice traps was the sin and destruction that kept them from God. So when we first started gathering these mice together, there was like no traps. But when we came back, there was traps set. And God was saying, this is the sins and the destructions and the traps of the enemy. Even within that, he was saying that some of them could be generational curses. Some of them is unforgiveness. Some of them are hate. Some of them are anger. Some of them sin. Some of it's lust. Some of it's perversion. Some of it's addictions and greed and lying and stealing. And so this was the traps that was set around them that had attached the mice to the pad. And so as humans, this sin has attached itself to this person, and it's hard to pull them away from it because they don't have the oil of God. Come on, do you see where I'm going with this? Come on, speak, Holy Spirit. And so the babies on the ground that was crying was babes in Christ with no shepherd and need attention, okay, and also spiritual nourishment. Because remember I said these babies, they were on the ground and they were crying. There was no adult around, no one to nourish them, no one to love them, no one to take care of them. And that's what God was showing me, that there is a lot of babes in Christ, and not even just babes. There's a lot of people in Christ that refuse to go to church. They refuse to be around other believers, but they internally hurting on the inside. Internally, they're crying. Internally, they're malnourished, spiritually malnourished. Okay. Come on, speak, Holy Spirit. And they need attention. Quickly, they need attention. And so that's what the babies represented. And even when you see today, there's a lot of people coming online to just listen to the word of God. They don't want to go back to church. They're working every single Sunday, every single Wednesday. They're not building a community of people. They're not going to small groups. They're literally bleeding out on themselves and have no one to help aid them back to nourishment. They're malnourished. They're anorexic in the spirit, anorexic. Okay. And that's a bad thing, because God's word also talks about when you gather together, okay, iron sharpens iron. He says, don't forsake the assembly of the church, but they're forsaking the assembly of the church. Some people also forsaking the assembly of the church because the church hurt, because of what other people have done. And they at a point where they're just like, yeah, I'm good. I just do this by myself. But you can't do this by yourself. Even Jesus, come on, speak, Holy Spirit. Even though he could have carried that cross, God could have gave him all the strength in the world to carry it. But there is a message in that sometimes you need help to carry the cross that you're carrying, okay? Because it's just too heavy, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, it's heavy. And so these are babes that has been malnourished and they need spiritual nourishment and attention. So the next thing was number four was the traps that were set was from the enemy, and I heard generational curses. We already kind of went over that, so I don't want to stay there. But there is a lot of people right now that needs to break these generational curses off of their life. You got mommy issues, you got daddy issues, you got all kind of issues. And you don't even realize that these issues is what's going to keep you out of the gates of heaven. You don't want to deal with your trauma. You don't want to deal with your hurt. You don't want to deal with your pain. You don't want to deal with the fact that you have gotten divorced and now you're bitter because it was somebody else. You don't want to deal with these issues. You just want to stay in it. You want to stay in your financial drought. You want to stay in the depression. You want to stay in the stress. You want to stay in anxiety. You want to stay in the hatred mode. You want to stay in the unforgiveness mode. You have literally claimed this on as your own D&D. Not D&D, as your identity. You have claimed this in as your own identity. And God is wanting you to take that identity that was given by the enemy, and he wants you to remove it and put on the identity of Christ. But you're refusing to do so because you feel like you're justified to feel what you're feeling. Yes, we have feelings, we have emotions, we go through things. But God is saying, I need you to be healed in this. You got to be set free from this. And that was the whole purpose and reasons why Jesus came, was to set the captives free. All right. And to spread the gospel and to know the truth. It's just so much of why he came. But a big portion of that was to be set free, to be able to ask for forgiveness, to be able to get the healing and deliverance that is needed. But if you continue to take on the identity of pain, then you're going to look like pain. Have you ever seen a drug addict not look like a drug addict, especially after they've been using it for some time? They start to look like they are on drugs. What do you look like physically? Amen? Not just spiritually. So the multiplying, okay, remember I said that every time we went back to get to bring the mice over, well, at first it was cats turning to mice, we were bringing them over, they kept multiplying. And God will show me that there was the multiplying is the number of growing daily of multiplying. I want to say that again. I want to break it down. So God was showing me that the number of multiplying even in the physical realm of unbelievers, those who's not going to be saved, is growing at a rapid pace. I'm talking about every single day. It's growing. Hearts are growing cold. Emotions are getting weakened. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Even there's some people who's homeless and they're asking God, why did this happen? How did this happen? I don't even trust you anymore. Their heart is becoming hardened. So that's where the number of multiplying is coming from, that this is a daily multiplying factor. That's why he said there's a few that's going to make it. He says those who endure to the end will be saved. If he's saying that those who endure to the end, that means there's some things that was going to come up against us. Don't take it by surprise when it happens. Even I stay before God and I talk to my husband like, hey, like I'm dealing with this. I'm dealing with the fear. The enemy's trying to bring this type of fear over me. And this is what I was thinking. And this is what I was feeling. And we link up together. You have to link up with someone sometimes. Standing on the scripture, standing on the word, standing on the promises, standing on what he's told you, because that's what I've been doing. Every believer is going to, where the enemy will try to put fear in you at some point. You have to have a game plan on how to stay out of that, how not to allow your emotions to get the best of you. Okay? Speak, Holy Spirit. The next thing that he showed me out of this was that there was only a few of us that were trying to help. And remember I said in the beginning, like there was only a few of us that was trying to help. Like there were so many that it was impossible for us to do it all by ourselves. And so he showed me that, I'm gonna read it from what I wrote. There was only a few of us that were trying to help, but we couldn't save them all. And God, this is the two scriptures that God have given me in that moment when I wrote that out, when he put it within my spirit, was all are called, but a few are chosen. Okay. We're going to read the scriptures in a little bit. And then the work was great, but there are only a few that was available and willing. Okay. And so I'm going to read two more points and then we're going to get into some scriptures. Number seven was the oil, which I spoke about in the beginning. The oil was a representation of what we use to pray for and anoint ourselves. God was showing me it will help save his people. And when I heard him say it, I'm like, well, it's the blood of Jesus that saves. But then I heard him say the oil of Jesus. So I want you to even think about like the oil of Jesus. Like, it's because of him that we're able to go in prayer. It's because of him that we're able to even ask for forgiveness. It's because of him that we can anoint ourselves in the blood of Jesus. It's only the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Think about when the Israelites were trying to leave Egypt and they had to put on the doorpost the blood, right? And then the spirit of death went past them. It's the blood of Jesus that seals us. Your salvation, your faith is what seals you and tie you to Christ. The way that you handle yourself. How do people see you? Are you righteous only in front of people? Or do you go home and smoke and drink and get your weed and get your drinks and get your Hennessy and all these different things, living it up at home? Or are you the same as you are on Sunday morning, your Sunday morning best? Okay. And number eight that I put was the confusion of what I thought was mice. Okay. That turned out not to be. It's people that think they are saved, but they're not. My God, when he showed me that, I was like, my goodness, so many people think they're saved, think they're going to make it to heaven, think that God is hearing them, thinking all these things, but yet you booed up and shacked up, but yet you're fornicating. You ask God for forgiveness every single day and you don't even realize that forgiveness is actually saying, God circumcised his heart from this sin. I don't want to do this thing anymore. Help me to get it right. I know when I talk to God, I'm like, I'm pouring my heart out to him. God, change this about me. Change this. This was one thing I had to let go, was greed of wanting to hold on, because when I grew up, I didn't have all that I wanted and desired. I lacked. I didn't have the things that other kids had. So as I got older, I began to realize that I was greedy and close. Greedy in buying Bibles, greedy in food, greedy in snacks, greedy in even the relationship, whatever relationship I held, I wanted the person all to myself. It was greed out of fear and rejection. That's where it stemmed from, fear and rejection, greed. And so it came from that. And I said, God, I need you to take this away. I need you to remove this from me. This is hard. This is difficult. I got to let this rejection go. I got to let this fear of not having enough go. I have to, because it says even in the Bible that that greed will cause you to not be able to inherit the kingdom of heaven. He says it in his word. You won't be able to enter the kingdom of heaven with greed. Get this sin about your life. Get this addiction about your life. Get this hatred about your life. Get whatever it is that God's been convicting you on. Get it out. Say, God, search my heart. Circumcise the heart. Show me what's on the inside so that I can deal with it, so I can release it, so I can give it to you. I don't want this anymore, God. I need you to come in and I need you to help me, purge me from this thing or this person. You got to be honest with yourself. Some of you are not where you think you are. Some of you have elevated yourself in places and positions God never called you to. You have the spirit of pride. Dealing with elevation, dealing with what you want, dealing with how you want people to see you, because you're trying to make up and make over the trauma and the things that's been happening in your life. And so you're making it up with trying to be this perfect man of God, this perfect woman of God. But behind closed doors, you're just this little broken child. It's time to deal with those issues. Deal with your mommy issues, daddy issues, children issues. Okay. So I want to read you some scriptures. Matthew 22, 13 through 14 is just going to back up everything that we just talked about. It says, then the king said to his aides, bind his hands and feet and throw him into outer darkness. It says, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but a few are chosen. It goes back to the work. The work of it was so heavy that we couldn't get them all. We couldn't save them all. Some was dying. Some was falling. Some was hurt. Some was hurt and injured. It's the same thing. But there was a lot that was taking place, and we couldn't be the person to do it all. It was impossible. And then the chosen are the people who said, I'm going to die to my flesh. I'm going to do what you're calling me to do. I'm going to put behind my ways. I'm going to leave my children. I'm going to leave this person that I'm with because I know God didn't call me to it. I'm going to leave this job. I'm going to leave this state. I'm going to leave this inheritance behind. And I'm choosing to go follow after Jesus Christ. That is the chosen, the ones who actually picked up the calling, picked up their mantle and moved forward. We all had a fair chance. We all had the ability to move where God wanted to move us. But there's only a few that said yes to the calling. You said yes and amen, even though it hurt. Yes and amen, even though I had to leave people behind. Yes and amen, even though I'm being misunderstood and being persecuted and prosecuted. Yes and amen, even though I look like the oddball. I look crazy to others, but I look like I'm in perfect sight to you. Matthew 9:35-37 says, Jesus traveled through all towns and villages of that area, teaching in the synagogues and announcing the good news about the kingdom. And it says, and he healed every kind of disease and illnesses. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were confused and helpless, like sheep without shepherd. It goes back to the babies that was on the ground. They needed a shepherd. They needed a caretaker. They needed someone to take care of them. And it said, he said to his disciples, the harvest is great, but the workers are few. And that's what was taking place in the dream. Joshua 24:15 says, but if you refuse to serve the Lord, you choose today whom you will serve. Would you prefer the gods of your ancestors served by the Euphrates, or will it be the gods of the Ammonites? In whose land you now live. But as for me and my family, we will serve the Lord. Okay. And so it goes back, you know, I'm just, like I said, God has laid these scriptures within my heart to add to this video so that you can get a background understanding. And then it says after I've read these scriptures and let the Lord speak to me on it, this is what he said after I pretty much got done with everything. He said, there is a great shaking that is taking place, and God is separating the tares from the wheat. What side will you be on when Jesus comes back? A lot of this is going to depend on letting go. Someone needs to type, I'm letting go. You got to let go of the hurt. You got to let go of the rejection. You got to let go of the addiction. You got to let go of the fornication and the masturbation. You got to let these things go. And I know some things is a little bit harder to let go than others. But this is a part of your cross you have to carry. Are you willing to carry the cross? Or are you willing to drop it at the last 100 meters? I did a video called The Last 100 meters. I'm going to probably have to post all of these videos in here so it's easy access, but it was called The Last 100 meters, and it's have a track. The background of it is a track with someone's foot. You're on the last stretch to come home. Don't drop your cross on the last stretch. Okay. It's time to drive it home. It's time to pump your arms. It's time to move your legs. It's time to move even when you're tired. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you help us on this last stretch. I pray, God, that our hearts and our minds will be set and focused in on you and not the things of this world and the issues of life. But, God, we focus in on you and we give it to you today. God, we ask for forgiveness for the things that we may have thought, said, and done. We ask for forgiveness for our ways. We ask for forgiveness, Lord God, for not having the right heart posture, Lord God. We give it to you right now. Father, we pray right now that your will be done. In Jesus' name, as it is in earth, let it be here in heaven. As it is in heaven, let it be here on earth. Holy Spirit, we ask right now that you move speedily in our hearts. In Jesus' name. If you need to receive Christ today, I want you to repeat after me and say, Father God, I ask for you to be on the inside of my heart, to lead me, to guide me, to transform me, to create a new person in me. Father, I ask that you touch my mind, touch my heart, touch my emotions. Purge out of me anything that is trying to keep me from the gates of heaven. Say, Father, I surrender this to you now, and I surrender my ways. I surrender my mind. I surrender my thoughts. I surrender my mouth. I surrender my actions. I surrender the places I go, places I allow my feet to touch. I surrender it all to you now. Have your way, oh God. Search my heart. Search my mind. I just had a vision of it looked like someone was at, they must have been at a sink, and it's like they are looking in the mirror and like their face have been like washed with water. Like the water just came over their face and it's dripping off. That's the image that I got. God is wanting to baptize you. He's wanting to cleanse you. He's wanting to purify you. He's wanting to do a reset on the inside of you before it's too late. Let him circumcise your heart. Let him circumcise your mind. Let him do the necessary works on the inside of you so that you don't miss the mark of heaven. God is saying that he's coming back for a bride that is spotless and doesn't have wrinkles. He needs you to get your garments in order. He needs you to pull out your garment of praise. He needs you to pull out your new garments. Just think about when a person's getting ready to get married, they are in preparation. It's time to prepare. They're in preparation. They're ironing out the dress. They're ironing out the pants and the tux. They're putting and setting things out and to be ready. Are you going to be like the five foolish virgins, not ready, needing oil? Or are you going to be like the other ones, ready, full of oil? He says that we're not going to know. We will know the season. We will know the time, like the, because we see the signs. And he's brought a lot of revelation to a lot of people about the time frame. Will you be ready? That's the question you got to ask yourself. What's causing you to have fear of the rapture? What's causing you to question the rapture and what people are saying? Maybe it's because you're not ready. Maybe it's because it's something you got to let go. So, Father, I pray that they let go. Father, we love you and we thank you and we honor you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. You all be blessed.